When did you, perhaps we could talk about that, when did you fill your boiler with your bundles? Which day would you do that? I like the way you're pointing at Mike all the time.
You're not talking all the time. So.
Well, we usually do about 2 boilerfuls a week, I suppose. Usually we'll boil on a Saturday, ready for Monday, so we'll be stripping Monday and Tuesday. And then, say, we'll strip out the boiler on Monday. And Tuesday, or, yeah, all depending, I suppose. We might finish, all depends how they strip, I suppose. If we're getting on well by dinner time, we'll throw them out, what's left, then reload the boiler on Tuesday, like, ready to boil on Wednesday. And then we can start stripping again then, say Thursday, because you need a day in soaking, really. As they're too hot, they drag in the machine, like, you know, else. So then we're stripping, say, Thursday and Friday, but we'll strip, say, Thursday until about 4 o'clock, and then we'll throw out what's left, and we'll reload the boiler, like, you know, and, you know, we'll boil again, and we just keep doing that, like, you know. And then the days we have off, we usually, like, stripping about 4 days of the week, so then we've either got Wednesday and Saturday, which we do tying up on those days, like, you know, or sorting, or whatever's got to be done, like, you know.
And how do you strip? What kind of a machine is this? Tell me a bit
about
it.
It's an old machine.
is that a sort of blacksmith machine, or is that a specially made?
It's an Eddie Story willow stripper machine.
It's on the side.
Oh,
where did you get it from then, Les?
Barrow Bridge. The baker used to make them.
So yeah. Eddie Story was the baker?
Yeah, Barrow Bridge. And he made them. And that's it there now. We keep on making it, batching it up all the time.
All it is just...
Nobody makes them now, you know, so...
Yes, can you explain to me? Because I don't know anything about it.
Well, all it is a drum. It's about a 3-foot drum. You said circumference, I suppose? No, diameter then, I mean. About 5 foot long. And 4 or 5 foot long, I suppose. Rows of springtime teeth, spring steel teeth in, and as it's rotating around, you feed the willows in one end, and the willows go in between the spring steel, and pulls the bark off, and the bark comes out the other side. And what we do, you do the butt ends first, halfway, and then you turn them around and put the tops in. And me and Dad usually, we've always stripped on one machine, like, you know. I always do the butt ends, and Dad does the tops, and that's how we go around doing it.